Let's talk to Bob, who I interview when he's 73 years old in Tarzana. This guy was a child prodigy, playing drums starting at the age of 5 in a band at 13, ended up playing with Charlie Mingus. He's married 34 years, and while he's divorced, he and his wife talk every single week about what? Jazz. He began, though, with rock and roll at his grandmother's house. Let's listen to what he has to say.
I was living with my grandmother in Washington, D.C., and she had a Victrola. Matter of fact, she had a nice Zenith, and I had the Rock Around Clock. I had a couple of the albums. I played that. And I played with my drums with that.
That's right, because you were a musician, is that correct?
I was a jazz drummer. I was 5 when I started. Played on my grandmother's pots and pans underneath the stove.
But you listened to rock and roll in those days?
Yeah, well, there wasn't that much jazz in those days anyway, except if you want to listen to the old-timers, you know.
Did you go to dances then?
I did not go to dancing. I was too interested in taking it to girls.
Ah, so did you play music in the car?
Yes, I did.
Ah, what would you listen to?
I'd listen to the jazz stations.
And what would your dates do? Did they like that music?
Yeah, they did.
Did they sit closer to you?
Much closer.
Ah, we didn't have seat belts in those days, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Would you have a middle seat belt, or how did you get them to sit next to you?
She didn't use the seat belt on the other side.
How could you concentrate on your driving if your girlfriend was sitting right next to you while you were driving listening to this music? What was her name?
Her name was Joanne. That's who I married. Joanne Hart was her maiden name.
You dated her in high school and then went on and married her. That's great. What else did you guys do to music? I don't want to know about the personal things, but I mean...
We used to go to clubs and listen to if Dizzy Gillespie was in town, or Miles Davis came through town, or Charlie Mingus came through town, even Count Basie, and some of the Latin performers like Chuchu Valdez. We used to go listen to him.
Let's go back for a second. You were dating. You would play jazz. You'd be driving down the street, and she'd be sitting right next to you. What would she say to you?
She shook her head. She said she liked it. Don't change the station. That's what brought us together was jazz. I liked it. She liked it. It was unusual. A young girl, you know, with not that much experience would love jazz. We were divorced after 34 years.
Before the 34 years ended, how much did music play a part in your life with your wife?
100%. Today, she loves jazz. She tells me about everything that's going on. I talk to her once a week.
So you do talk to her once a week?
Yeah, we have a nice relationship.
Were there any times when music came to your rescue?
Sometimes I used to get depressed, you know, over certain things that happened during that day. So at night, I would take my earphones and turn on a jazz station and listen to, music. And that just relaxed me.
As I said earlier, he was a child prodigy. Let's have Bob tell us about that and how he evolved and ended up playing with the world's greatest jazz musicians.
Back when I took lessons when I was 13 years old with Freddie McGunn of the Washington National Symphony, Freddie said to me, you're one of the only prodigies I've ever worked with. Because I could hear everything and remember in my ears. So Freddie said, you're a prodigy. You happen to have a golden ear that you don't... Anything that I could hear the first time, I can play over again.
Any time that you surprise somebody, you remember where they played something and you picked it up and basically completed it for them?
Some of the Afro-American musicians in New York, you know, they always look at the white guy and say, what the hell can he do, you know? But I buckled some of them up. They came over to me after and they said, he really played that beautifully. I said, thank you. It's a compliment.
Did they invite you to play with him again after that?
Yeah. I went to Newport with Charlie Mingus.
Newport with Charlie Mingus?
Uh-huh.
Wow. What is it like working with Charlie Mingus?
Amazing. He put you way out.
What kept you energetic?
The music is what stimulated me. That's how you get better. The more you hear, the better you play.
Anything else you'd like to add, thinking about how important music is to people and as part of their life?
I told my daughters, I said, when I die, I want you to put my snare drum and my sticks and everything in my coffin. When you bury me, I want you to put on the headstone, famous drummer with Maynard Ferguson.
Yeah, well, it's important for you to be with your drums because in your mind today, you want to be able to wake up after you've passed to be able to drum.
I want to go to the gates of hell with my drums set up with the other great musicians that are there too.
What does music contribute to people's lives?
Happiness. You know, whenever I hear something, you know, that I like, a bang, I just so enthused and so happy what I can do, even if it's a little couple taps here and there, makes me feel good.
There are times when you're in the facility where you need it and you listen to some great jazz or bring out your drum set.
Yeah.
What does it do?
Just bring me back up in spirits. Nothing can happen to me.
Do any other patients come by and listen?
Oh, yeah. They wonder what the hell this is going on in here.
Do they like it?
Yeah.
But you can use your drumming as a tool to bring people's spirits up here at the facility, can't you?
Sure.
But Bob says it isn't just older people who enjoy music. It's the kids, the children we need to work with to get them to really learn it and enjoy it. Listen to what he says.
I have an 8-year-old grandson, and I bought him a drum set. I feel that if you put a musical instrument in a child's hands, I think it'll be the most wonderful time in their life where they'll really learn something to play. That's the problem. Children need to get something in their hands.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I had so much fun today. You really stimulated my brain. It's great. What a wonderful thing you're doing. I've never heard of anybody do anything like this. I see you're probably one of the only ones in the country that does something like that.
Music is really in our souls, and it brings out everything.
Keeps you alive.